Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Insane Parents, where a mother steals a winning lottery ticket from her own daughter.
Will I be the butthole for taking my cut?
Verdict, butthole.
For my daughter's birthday, I always got her scratch-offs. I never really thought she would win anything, but this time she won $500. She is 15 and hasn't been as excited with that being her present. When I realized she won, I took the ticket and said I would redeem it for her since it's her birthday. She doesn't trust me with it and is complaining hard. I plan on taking around half of it since she would waste it anyway. And I don't think she realized she won that much. Also, I already give her enough money to do things with friends and clubs and camp. Edit, I feel like I didn't give enough information. She doesn't know how to save and doesn't really help around the house. She has bought expensive makeup and given it away to friends. This is more money than she has ever had, and I want to make sure it isn't wasted. I love how, in one sentence, she says, "My daughter doesn't trust me." And then, in literally the next sentence, she starts with, "I plan on taking around half of it." Lady, can you not hear yourself talk? 5 out of 5 buttholes. Total butthole.
Hey, ladies, I need help. My little one, who is 8 months old, is on day 3 of no eating and a decent temperature of 100 to 102. She was vomiting the first day and half of today. She has been taking some water and keeping it down. She had a one-off poop the day it started, but nothing since. I have been giving her elderberry. But I am starting to get worried. She is just so sick. All she wants to do is sleep. She is so drained. What can I do to help? We only have mainstream pediatricians, and they treat us differently because we choose not to vaccinate. I really don't want to have to go unless I have to. Her peak temperature was 103.4. We took a cool shower. She had a little cool water and cold cloths. But we all know they are going to suggest Tylenol. What can I do?
Clearly, the problem is that you're not using enough essential oil diffusers.
Looking for new people to join our orgy planning group, Snap/Discord, events twice a month or more. 50+ people in Snap group, 10 to 14 at each event. In an open marriage, mom of 2 wonderful girls, 8 and 6. I started young. 420, passionately hugging from behind. Yes, that's a... Oh my god. Yes, that's a jar of of man juice on my necklace. It's my husband's from our honeymoon. It will never leave my neck and still hasn't discolored in over 5 years.
Hey, maybe I'm just being a prude here, but if you're gonna post your kinky fetish profile for random orgy hookups, maybe don't include any information about your kids on your profile. And since I know all of you are wondering, here's a picture of the necklace.
Your sketchbook will be given back to you if you show good habit of completion of your work in 1. Chinese. 2. Piano. 3. Any other preparation for an easy high school learning class, such as French or biology. 4. Self-motivated projects.
I wonder what a good example of a self-motivated project is. Maybe drawing in a sketchbook? Text message to Mom. Just so you're not shocked, my son is letting me know he wants to grow his hair out again. So please be supportive of this, or at least say nice things when you talk to him or if he mentions it.
You're the parent. He's testing you. You say, when summer comes you can, not during school.
The only people who don't like my son's hair are baby boomers. That's saying it's a generational thing.
He rules you. Wrong. You've involuntarily given up your position as a parent. He's not the man of the house. These are privileges you earn by age and behavior. Basically, you're a spineless mother.
Wow, what a terrible thing to say.
Truth, because I love both of you so much. I don't love anyone as much as I love you.
I love you too, but if you're going to continue with this kind of talk, I'm not going to allow my son or I to talk with you anymore. I'm not putting up with other people's BS anymore. You're the grandparent, not his parent. It's your job to support him. So, in the mind of a baby boomer, growing your hair out is a sign of rebelling against authority?
What?
I'm in the library. Can I call you back later?
Why are you in the library?
Working on an assignment for BioLab.
Why can't you do that in the dorm?
I focus better here, and my friend is here with me.
So, you're only in the library to play games with your friends. I'm not sending you to college to play around. Do your work, or I'll come up there and take you out myself. You wanted to go away for college. Show me you deserve it. If you don't have straight A's on your transcript, you can kiss school goodbye. I can't believe you. You have a perfectly fine desk in your dorm room, and you chose the library? Why? Are there boys there that you want to look at? Are you becoming that type of girl? I raised you to be a young lady. Call me now, or I'm getting a bus ticket for tomorrow. Hello? Call me now.
So, the daughter in this post wanted to go away for college. I wonder why that is. Have you ever wondered what it's like to have a narcissist for a parent? You're about to find out.
We will not be looking for you. If we can't find you by checkout, enjoy the walk home. Don't call or text. Thanks for making sure I didn't eat today. I'm glad you did. It's been since 5 p.m. yesterday for me, but don't worry because I've had 4 beers. And I'm only on my second gin and tonic and about to take more pills. It may kill me, but who cares? You've been hiding upstairs because there are more important things on your computer than Mom. Have an effing fantastic night.
This mother is actually guilt-tripping her son for not parenting her. On this next post, OP is a lesbian, and when her mom found out by finding the letters from her girlfriend, she kicked her out of the house. I'm not getting married.
Our baby's names means marriage, right?
I'm coming to get my stuff from your house.
No, I have nothing for you. And you don't have access to my house. And I will send all the letters to Tamer.
And for clarification, Tamer is the name of her girlfriend's father.
I will consider you died and get divorced from your father. And if you come near here, I will call the cops on you.
Careful, OP. If she calls the cops on you, then you're going to get arrested and they're going to take your mug shots. My 4-year-old was bit by a dog today. This is not even 7 hours in. I need all the tetanus shot info in case we have to take him in to be seen. Thank you. Note, I will be denying any and all vaccines. Top comment, use his own urine on the scratch. I'm sorry, little boy. But if these are your parents, then you're in trouble.
Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours.
That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/.
Who wants to bring me and Lauren smokes?
You don't need smokes. You're pregnant.
I've slowed down. I was smoking a pack and a half, and now I'm down to a pack. At least I'm not smoking meth anymore, lol. That should count for something, right?
Well, I mean, she's not wrong. Smoking a pack of cigarettes is better than meth. So, good job? ?
Help! I'm 34 weeks pregnant. I have a 5-year-old son. I'm a stay-at-home mother. My fiancé works 6 days per week. This makes it extremely hard for me to leave the house. It's a pain being pregnant and having to get my son ready and in the car, so I usually leave him home behind my fiancé's back. No judgment, please. Well, today I got caught. Since I'm pregnant, I was craving this specific place in the mall. My son's lunch was in the oven and figured by the time it was ready, I would be home considering the mall isn't more than 15 minutes away. My son is potty trained and just plays games on his iPad and watches TV. I get these messages from my fiancé 30 minutes after I leave. My question is, would you guys be mad if your significant other spoke to you this way? I feel degraded and belittled over nothing. A 5-year-old is perfectly capable of fending for himself for an hour. I'm honestly about to pack my bags and never let my son see his father again, as well as when this baby is born. I would rather be a single mother than be spoken to this way.
Then this woman posts her text exchange with her husband. Where the F are you? I just got home. Why the F is blank here all by himself? Are you crazy?
Okay, relax. I'm effing 8 months pregnant. I went to get food at the mall food court. It's literally 15 minutes away. He was watching TV. I was hungry. You don't get it because you can't be pregnant. He's 5 years old and can walk and talk and use the toilet himself. Why do I need to be home? Why are you leaving work early? Sounds like you're the guilty one trying to start an argument out of nothing.
You left chicken nuggets in the oven with it on with our son home by himself. How do you not see this is wrong?
You have literally no argument there. I left the oven on because the chicken nuggets were cooking and ran to the mall. Figured by the time I got back, they would be done cooking for him. You need to watch your effing mouth. Keep speaking to me this way and me, blank, and your soon-to-be son will move back in with my mother. This is mental abuse, you coming at me.
Well, I was going to point out how this lady's a hypocrite and is basically neglecting her child. But in her post, she wrote, "No judgment, please, so I guess my hands are tied." On this next post, OP's mom sent him an email in the morning to inform him that she's no longer attending his graduation because he asked her not to post on his Facebook timeline.
"My pleasure. I probably tagged you on animal pics and memes or old pics. Having a mom that doesn't respect boundaries is a great icebreaker, by the way. Kiss emoji."
"I may have lost blank because it was unprofessional. It's affecting my job, so please refrain from publicly posting things on my timeline."
"That's what LinkedIn is for, but wow, okay. I get it. You hated your childhood, and me most likely. It's cool. Whatever makes you happy."
Journalists use Facebook and all social media outlets to contact people. This is how I make money. Please understand.
"I do understand, but I'm your mom and it was harmless. But somehow I can ruin your career with a cute picture. No worries. I get it. Trust me. I got the point long ago. Thanks. Sorry for the poor spelling. I'm an R word, so I can't help it."
If you want to make this about yourself, go ahead. I was simply asking. Have a good day.
"Isn't that why you texted me? To tell me not to be me? Look, I'm cool with whatever you want to do. I'm just too old and overcooked. Have a great day. I'll make sure you won't have to deal with who I am as a person, so I won't ruin your life or career with kid pics. To whom it may concern. Hello, blank. My name is blank, and I am a concerned parent of 3 students attending blank. I have been made aware that the children have been practicing yoga, a religious Hindu practice, in their star class. As a devout believer in Jesus Christ, this goes against the things we teach our children and how they're being raised up. I honestly see no educational purpose for the practice and truly believe that this violates my rights as a parent, citizen, and Christian. I am writing to you in the hopes that this issue will be resolved by way of eliminating the practice of yoga in the classroom as being directed by school district staff. I hope that you can find a suitable substitute for this practice, as we all know. This is clearly a violation of separation of church and state. Thank you for your time. I look forward to hearing from you about this issue being resolved."
Yeah, remember that part of the Bible where Satan corrupted all those children with stretching? Happy Mother's Day to the woman who called the cops on me when she didn't find me in my room sleeping in the middle of the night and thought I snuck out of the house. I was downstairs in the kitchen eating cereal and also 22. Then, down in the comments, we have a similar story from Maniacal Mustache. "I was 24 and told my dad, who I was living with at the time, I was staying at a friend's house. He contacted everyone except for the aforementioned friend. My phone died in the middle of the night. When I got home in the AM and charged my phone, I had 13 missed calls and boatloads of texts and IMs from many different people, some of whom I hadn't talked to in over a year, asking if I was okay and that my dad was looking for me. The second to last voicemail I had was from my dad, saying if he didn't hear from me within 24 hours, he was calling the police and putting out a missing persons. The last one was my job asking me if I was coming in because apparently my dad had been looking for me."
"Does anyone have an empty PS4 box that's in good condition? That's near me around blank and blank. I want to punish a 7-year-old boy by filling a PS4 box with coal and saying it's from Santa and having him open the gift on Christmas."
Then, down in the comments, we have a heartbreaking story from Just the Top. "My dad thought a great idea to punish me for forgetting his school books at school a few times was to pretend to forget my 13th birthday. It was awful. He didn't even explain why. They just thought I would make the connection. Thing is, I hadn't forgotten in months, so of course I was confused. I was mortified. I had excited friends ask me when the party was, and I had to lie and say we were just doing a family day. I had a couple of friends drop off presents, and I had to sheepishly accept them, and I could barely answer them at the door because my parents were in earshot. Later that night, my mom found me crying in the closet, clutching a fake birthday cake I made out of Lego. I remember asking my mom, 'Why does he hate me so much?' And the kicker, I got a small talking to that ended basically with, "Not gonna do that again, are you?" Guess what? I did, because I was a 13-year-old boy. 13-year-olds largely are forgetful and clumsy because, I don't know, we're still children? Oh, and I never got a real party follow-up. Nope, we just skipped right over 13 real quick.
That was r/insaneparents, and if you like this video, then let me know by hitting that like button because it really helps my channel grow.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.